Hello, welcome to 90 Second News, issue 146. Today's April 1st of 2020. Good morning, everyone, and congrats on making it to April. Do you have any fun April Fool's jokes planned? Leaky batteries? Apple announced today that they'll be attempting to fix the reported iPhone 11 battery problems in their newest iOS 14.5 update by recalibrating them via a battery health evaluation. Although they say the process could take up to a few weeks, they said that users shouldn't notice any changes in how their phone acts. If the recalibration ends up failing on your phone, though, Apple has said that it or an authorized service provider will replace the battery for free. The Great Cardboard Box Problem. In the last year, as e-commerce exploded, a problem emerged in the packaging industry. Americans have used more corrugated cardboard boxes than ever before, making them scarce and more expensive. In 2020 alone, U.S. manufacturers produced more than 407 billion square feet of cardboard, and that has caused the prices to jump up as much as 20% for some smaller companies, as behemoths like Amazon eat up a large portion of the supply. Pfizer isn't kidding around. Early yesterday, Pfizer announced results of their much-anticipated clinical study of 2,200 people, and the results far exceeded expectations as they showed that their vaccine was 100% effective in protecting against symptomatic disease in kids between the ages of 12 and 15. Experts have since said that this could potentially allow for all schools-aged children to begin the vaccination process by May, opening up many camps, school orientations, and more for adolescents. A 99-cent alternative to cable? As an increasing percent of young fans ditch cable subscriptions, a new startup called Buzzr is working on drawing those users in. The app, which will allow users to view sections of a live sporting event for 99 cents apiece. So far, the app has access to NFL games and the PGA Tour, and is currently working with other major leagues to secure deals as well. Out of this world wine? Among the items shipped to the International Space Station last year was several bottles of Petrus Pomerol, a French wine. Recently, the Institute for Wine and Vine Research in Bordeaux was able to test several of the bottles, which had aged faster than they would have on Earth. They described the experience as unique and said several testers were brought to tears. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.